Okay, today's daf is Arla Daf Ches, and we have a very important line. Again, every line of Shas is important, but we have a line today that comes up very lamaisa in terms of the Shemitah discussions. This is a line that does not appear in Masechah Shviyas. Amazingly, but you got to learn Okala Torah Kula to know everything, and even to know one topic. It's Aniyim B'Makom Echad, Ashirim B'Makom Acher. And there's a line here relating to Shemitah that we're about to see that is very lamaisa in terms of the world of Shviyas. Says the Gemara on the top now. We were just talking about issues of Chiyuvei Arla. We spoke about Netia Besvina and the fact that it could go through the ground, the Klicheres. So now, what about here? Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai. What if you plant a tree in a house? What does a house mean? The definition of a house is a roof. A roof. Mikora. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Mikora. And the question here is, what is the, when it comes to Arla, Chayba Arla. So a tree in a house is Chayba Arla. Why? Because the Mepharshim explain, by Arla doesn't say the word field. Field reflects outside, reflects no roof. But here it doesn't say sadeh, right? It just says kisavo, right? When you come into the land, and inside a house could be considered a land. Upatr mina maisrus. But maisrus, inside a house, if there's a roof, there's no chiv of maisrus, because by maisrus, tchsiv aser ta aser is called tuas zarecha hayotze hasadeh, a field. So arla, it only says aretz, that's why in a house with a roof would be, again, a roof. Growing inside a roof, let's say a dirt floor, inside a house would be chayiv and arla, but pater from maestros because it's not called sada. The question is, what about shviyas? Ubi shviyas tzricha. The Gemara asks a question which is unanswered. This is known as the suffik in the Yerushalmi and arla in the first parak, right here. It's today's daf, right? What about shmita inside a house? Does it have kedusha shviyas? Tichsiv, because on the one hand it says v'shavsa ha'aretz shabbos l'ashem. It says ha'aretz, so aretz is inclusive, just like it says it by arla, and therefore it should be chayev inside a house. V'shavsa ha'aretz shabbos l'ashem, but also v'ksiv sadcha lo sizra v'charmecha lo sizmar. But it also says field, sadcha lo sizra by shmita. So that's the question. The Gemara has an unanswered question about bias. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha? It says the Pas HaSholchan, Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, as we know, he wrote the Sefer Pa'as HaSholchan, a Talmud of the Gra. Why did he call it Pa'as HaSholchan? Because the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, has the set table. And then the Ramah's commentary is called the Mapa, the tablecloth on top of the table. And now the Pa'as HaShulchan, Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov says, the Shulchan Aruch didn't write many halachas about Mitzvos HaTluyas Ba'aretz. He wrote a little bit about Trumas and Maestros, but not much, so he has a whole Sefer. The Pa'as, the corner, the Pa'as HaShulchan, all about Mitzvos HaTluyas Ba'aretz, and the Hagdama of the Pa'as HaShulchan is one of the two or three major sources where we have stories about the Gra. Right, the Gra about sitting in, putting his feet in ice water, that's from the Hagdama of the Pa'as HaShulchan, about the person who came to ask the Gra on Sukkis, you know, I learned Masechah Sukkah, please give me a Bechina, and the Gra said, how many kosher Sukkahs and how many Pasul Sukkahs are there in Masechah Sukkah? And the guy had no idea. And the Gra says, how many times does it say the word Sukkah with a Vav, and how many times does it say Sukkah without a Vav? No idea. And the Gra connected the amount of time that it says the Sukkah with a Vav to the amount of kosher Sukkahs and without a Vav to not kosher Sukkahs. So the guy didn't ask for another Bechina after that, says if you saw Mishklov. But a number of the stories are from there. So there, so Pas HaShulchan has a very important a sefer on Shemitah. And there he says, because this is a suffik, and Shemitah Bizmana says, Durabanan, therefore, suffik Lakula. And therefore, if you have a something growing inside a roofed area, so there is no Isurim of Shemitah. The Chazonish is not convinced of this, and the Chazonish says, I'm not sure, because after all, the root of Shemitah is Daraisa. You're right, Shemitah Lamaisa Bezmana says Drabanan. But it could be what we might call Ikaro Midaraisa. So I'm not sure, says the Chazonish, if the Kula of Savi Drabanan Lakula would apply here. And also, he says, it could be that the whole Suffolk is where house is where it's detrimental to the growth. Where it's best to grow outside, and you grow it inside, and therefore it's an inferior type of growing, and that's why we're not sure. But what if you have a situation where inside a house is perfect and beautiful, maybe even better, like a hothouse, the greenhouses that they have. So maybe that's not enough to be considered putter for Shemitah. Yes, that's topic. The one case where he is Makel, in Shviyas Chaf Beis Aleph, is where you have a double tziruf, where you have a bias, which is one safek, and it's atzitz she'eino nakuf. And it's atzitz she'eino nakuf, an atzitz that is not dafka, open to the ground. So an atzitz she'eino nakuf in a house that the chazanish is makel there. Where does this come up, l'maitza? So one of the ways that the farmers work in Shemitah b'zman hazeh is matzah menutak, which means it's disconnected, and in the greenhouses. It's matzah menutak, it's disconnected from the ground. It has like a plastic thing on the bottom. So there's a separation between the ground and the growth, and it's inside. According to that, the chazanish should be makel. If it's both, if it's atzitz she'eino nakuv and inside a house, so that would be a case. But again, but this is a big topic related to halacha lamaisa, shmita. Again, the safek of the Yerushalmi here in Arla. Right, this Yerushalmi was known. You look at the first line of the Mishnah Lamelach. The Mishnah Lamelach in Hilcha Shmita, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph. He says, "Look in the Yerushalmi in Arla." He has this suffix. This was a known suffix, again, unanswered in the Gemara. Israel Rabbi Yosef Engel, here in the Gilyoni Ashas, just has a comment. He says, the Gemara here excludes bias, because bias is not sada. So he wonders, he says, maybe also we'd have the same question about Midbar. The Yesh La'ayin, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, L'mayda Amar Anoteba, bias pater mi ma'is, was mishun dechziv sada. Right, bias is excluded from sada. Igam binoteya ba'midbar, yuftar mi ma'iser. What about planting in a desert? Right, would that be pater from ma'iser? Because a desert is also not sada. So, demin marnamilu mikri sada, ayin ba'al v'kidusha, dapnun zayin, sada shalo yamod, v'chulu, begeves v'yizraken ala midbar, ayin sham heitev, v'ulay, then he says, maybe the Gemara doesn't ask the question because it's milsa de lo shayach haklal. It's not shayach to plant and to have things growing in the midbar. Tadatiyah b'midbar, ayin matzmiyachu magal d'peiras, it's not going to grow. So that's why the Gemara doesn't ask the question about midbar because things don't grow in the midbar. He says, look, ayin chulin peiches. What's chulin peiches? And the Minchas Chinuch discusses that, and the Rishonim there, and that is things can't grow in the midbar. But one second, didn't we learn Tosfos? Don't we learn all the malachas of Shabbos from what they did in the Mishkan? And however, and we paskin machlokas Rishonim, but we paskin it goes by the binyan on Mishkan, not just the everyday functioning of the Mishkan. Right? So machlokas Rashi Rav Haigon in Masechah Shabbos, I think around Sadi Bezer or so, Rashi goes Rav Haigon and argues. We assume that it goes by the binyan on Mishkan. So where were this? They were in the desert. So where were Zoreya and Choresh and Kotzeh? Where were those malachas? Right, and nothing grows in the midbar, and they were in the midbar. So how do we learn those malachas? So some say, there's a medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it fertile right around by the Be'er of Miriam, the water. So maybe magically it was fertile, right? Or somehow we had the production of those malachas, and what it means is that the malachas that normally are done by those activities, that's what you learn from, even though it wasn't actually done. Either way, but that's the Gemara that Rabbi Yosef Engel refers to in Chulin Peches in terms of a midbar not being matzmiach. And he wonders if there's a suffix about that as well. Okay, so this is the important line of the suffix about Shemitah regarding bias. Now we continue. Third Mishnah here in Masechus Arla, Halacha Gimel. Ilan Shenakar. So what happens if you have a tree that was past the years of Arla? It's a grown tree. And what happened? There was a hurricane, and the tree got ripped out of the ground. Vahasela imo, and the bedrock and the dirt that was surrounding the tree, you know, got ripped out with it. Or you look on the side, we add in shatfonar vahasela imo. There was a flood, and the flood, the water ripped out the tree and carried it and replanted it somewhere else. So now these trees were taken downstream and they were planted in somebody else's area. So the Gemara in Bamitzia talks about, you know, whose fruit those are if it's replanted into somebody else's garden. But here we're just talking about Arla. So, does the count start again? Because now it's replanted. So, im yachol lichyos, if it could have lived, the Gemara is going to explain, if it could have lived with just the dirt that was it was uprooted with, without any new dirt being replanted, if it could have lived, so pater, then it does not, the count does not start again. Pater, then there's a, it goes by the first count. And this, it's not called a new existence. V'yimlav chayev, but if it cannot live with the new dirt, so then chayiv, then it's going to be Chayiv, you're going to have to start again because the nutrients are coming from the new earth, and therefore the count starts again for the years of Arla. Let's continue, and then we'll make a comment about that. Ne'ekar ha'selamitzido. What happens if the tree didn't move, but there was some type of earthquake or some type of situation where the dirt right next to the tree got uprooted? So the roots are revealed in the ground, but the tree didn't move. Ziyazato amachresha, or that somebody was plowing and they rocked the earth, the soil that was right next to the roots, and it loosened all that soil and it loosened up. And now again, the roots are revealed and susceptible. Osha ziyazua vaso kafar, or the person just shook it. So either it was got ripped up by natural forces or the plow, or ziyazotu vaso kafar, a person shook it and now made it loose. So again, the same rule. If it could live as is without fixing it and it could continue growing, putter, so then the count does not start again. Vim lav chayiv. But if not chayiv, how long does it have to live for to be considered? Oh, if it can live with its just the dirt that it got ripped out for, then fine, that's all you need. How long does it have to live for? The Rashba says, I don't know. I didn't find this anywhere in any of the Chazals. So if the Rashba says that, then it doesn't really pay for us to look. But the Rashba says in the Tshuva, Chelek Gimel Simen Reish Chaf Hei, the Rashba says, his question is, what happens if this happens in Chutz La'aretz? In Chutz La'aretz. Well, we know Arla's Chutz La'aretz is a Din D'Oraisa, but we know Suffolk Arla, the Chutz La'aretz, is Pater. Right, that's built into the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Safik Arlis Pater. So the Rashba says, what if you have a case of Ilan Shenekar and Chutz La'aretz, and I'm not sure how long it has to live? Sha'alta, Ilan Shenekar M'Sharashav Uba Afer Shebesvivav, the tree got ripped out with the dirt around it, V'Natu'uhu B'Makam Acher, and it was replanted. Mahu B'Chutz La'aretz Ka'arla. Right, what's the Halacha? She'yesh Lomar, says the Rashba, She'eno Chayev Ba'arla. Maybe we should say it's not chayv in Arla because after all it had the dirt. Lafisha shanina b'sechas Arla because he learned dafyomi, dafches, ilan shenekar vaselimo, im yachol lichyos padvim lav chayiv, viaf alpi she'en anu yodin, yachol lichyos adedis van kamar. And even though we're not sure, how long does it have to live? How long does it have to live with just its dirt that it got ripped out with? We're not sure, but you know what? It's at least a suffik. Mikomakom avali sveik adurabanan b'suffik Arla b'chutz laretz, mutter. Onomar de Ainza Safik, Lefishba Machwas Miat Yidia. Or do you say no? This is not called a Safik, because nowhere in Shas does it tell us how long it has to live. That's a Safik Yidia. That's not called a Safik that you could rely on. Safik Yidia is just Archisaron. So you have to be Machmir because we don't know. Says the Rashba. That was the question the Rashba was asked. So Tshuva, Al Dover Ze Nischabadati Kama Yomim. I was struggling with this question. Zman sheyachol lichyos kamahu. What's the zman that it has to live? Yagati v'lo matzati. Right, quoting from the Gemara in Megillah. I searched, I didn't find, says the Rashba. What is the shear? How long does it have to live outside with its dirt? Umistavrali, but now the Rashba comes on and says, but with his halachic intuition, Umistavrali, tiafilu yachol lichyos bimenu ksas yamim potro. Even a few days. It does not have to live for 3 years. Even just a few days, that's good enough. Potro. V'yafilu eno yachol lichyos shalosh shanim kishnei yemei ha'arla. Right, even if it can't live the 3 years. How do I know this? And he quotes from the Gemara B'Metzia Daf Kuf. He quotes from a case of Shatva Nahar. Zesav, what I was just referring to, deposited in his friend's field. So from totally different areas of halacha, the Rashba garners certain rayas that, having shas on his fingertips. And then he says towards the end, he says, because after all, he says, I think it already grew. And as long as it's connected, v'yavu b'shenek alagamrei v'nata makam acher, akati ahanile nitiyaso rishona upituro, kol sheyachol lichyos ksas. And that's what I think. And therefore, in this case, b'shum kach nir ali, lahalacha, to b'chutz laretz imnekru kushayam v'yacholon lichyos ksas mimenu piturin. That is all. So the Rashba is mekel in that case. Again, a big nafkamina in terms of chutz laretz. Okay. Says the Gemara now, we continue with the Mishnah. Elon, we're in the middle of Chesamon Aleph. Elon, Shenekar, Vinishtai, Boshorish, Pater, what if the tree got uprooted, and maybe the dirt didn't come with it, but it still is attached by a root? Vinishtai, Boshorish, it still is attached by one little root, Pater, that's still connected to the ground, and therefore, it does not start again with the Arla count. Kama Yubisharish, how big? A tiny little root of nothing. So how thick does the root have to be? What's the diameter? Rebbe Gamliel, Omer, Bishimer, Blazer, Ben Yehuda, Ish Bartuta, Kemachat Shalmatun. like the width of a needle of matun. It's a type of needle that weavers use to stretch, like metach. You see the marafolda? Marafolda says, with the last few skinny lines, kemachat sheha'orgim motchim bo habeged, like a needle that the weavers stretch at the beged, achar she'arguhu, after they wove it, kedei limtoach habeged lomashcho l'archivo, that they use it to stretch, to widen. So that type of needle, so as long as the root is a little bit wide, like that needle, so then that's going to be good enough. It's still considered connected to the ground. One dvar musar for today maybe can mean, as long as we have a little connection to the past, to the previous, we're still connected. Remember Yosef HaTzadik was about to sin with Eishes Potiphar, and Dmus Diokno Shel Aviv, right? His father's face appears to him. What does that mean? He still has a connection. His root is still a little connected. Maybe it's not, he doesn't have all the dirt around it. Maybe he doesn't have all the nutrients. But Yosef has that little string, that little root connected, and that is enough. And maybe that's the pshat, chanoch lanar al pidarko, right? We have to educate our children, our grandchildren, al pidarko, based on their derech, gam ki yazkin. So when they get older, like the zakena, like the trees that become a zakein, lo yasri mena, they won't be removed, and they won't be disconnected. As long as you have a little root, you make it strong enough, the connection, in the early years, gam ki yazkin, lo yasri mena, so then it won't be undone. Okay, so that's as long as there's a little root, so that's good enough. We continue. Elon Shenea Karobo Brecha. So now we're going to talk about Havracha. We spoke about Harkava. Harkava is grafting. Havracha, we know, comes up here in Zeram sometimes, is where I have a tree, I have a bush, and I take one of the branches and take that branch while it's still connected to the source tree. I take it underneath the ground and pull it out somewhere else. So now it's growing as a separate unit, but it's still connected to the original. So is there Arla? Is there Arla by that new branch that I pulled out of the ground a few feet down? No. There's no Arla there because it's still connected. Still connected to the original. What happens if ever that's disconnected? If it's ever disconnected, so the second that it gets disconnected, then it has to start Arla years. Because now it's Ki'ilu, it was just planted in the ground independently. Right? So that's the rule. So what happened in this case? Elon Shenekar Bo Brecha, you have a tree that was Ne'ekar. So what happened? You had this tree in the ground, and you had a Havracha. You put it underneath the ground, a branch, and it's growing. And so now that new branch is not Chayiv and Arla, because it's connected to the mother branch, the mother tree. But now look what happened. The original tree gets uprooted. The original tree that was Poter from Arla, because it was older, gets uprooted. And now it's only connected to the ground it used to be its offspring. That's what's in the ground. So the second that it got uprooted, so now all of a sudden it becomes Batel to its offspring, to the branch that had been underneath, and that branch all of a sudden is Chayiv and Arla. So guess what? The tree that got uprooted is also Chayiv and Arla, because now it's uprooted. If it had the dirt with it, fine. But if it doesn't have the dirt, so now it's Meshubid to the what it's connected to in the ground. That's what the case says. Elon Shenea Karobo Brecha. You have a tree that was uprooted, but it has a brecha. It has a branch that had been under the ground. V'hu chaya mimenu, and it, the uprooted tree, gets chiyus and nourished from this brecha, from this extra chazer. Zakein alios kebrecha. So the older tree becomes like the new brecha, and therefore now it's all chayiv in Arla. It's all chayiv in Arla. Unbelievable. The tables are turned. Right? Look at the Amara Folda on the fourth wide line. Ve'ein din arla noheg bo ba'oda mechuber le'ilan. While everything is in the ground and everything is wonderful, you pulled it underneath, it's not that new branch is not chayav in arla. The yonik mimeno, as long as it's getting nourished from the original tree. Af al pishu yonik amkem in akarka. Even though it's also getting nourished, obviously, from the ground that it's around, but still, it's getting nourished from the original tree, that's all. Ve'im ne'ekar ha'ilan azakim in akarka. But what if the source tree got uprooted, the Ilan Azakin got uprooted, Nimsa Shekol Chiyusov Yidikasva Tamina Brecha. So now its whole existence is from the Brecha, from its offspring. Now it's living off of the child, then Chazra Azakena Lioska Brecha. So the states are switched. Vishneyam Azakena Vaha Brecha, both. I'm still reading the Marafolda, you see it. Now the Zakena and the Brecha are both Ki'ilu Natu Ata. They're both as if they were planted right now, because again, the brecha becomes chayiv in Arla, and the zakena is dependent on the brecha for nourishment. That's it. They're both chayiv. Uman elam shaloshanim mishah shenekar ha'ilan hazaken. And you start counting 3 years from that moment that the host mother source tree got uprooted. Beautiful. We continue. Says the Gemara, what about this case? What if you made a couple of brechas, right? I have a tree, and then I took one branch and put it underneath the ground and brought it up a few feet, and then it started growing. And then it grew so much that I took then another branch from the new branch, and I put it underneath the ground and did it again. And now they have four trees, four looking trees, but they all are connected underneath the ground with the original mother tree. So none of the new branches are chayiv and arla. None of them are chayiv and arla. But what happens if all of a sudden hivricha shana achar shana v'nifseka, and then maybe one time all of a sudden cut the original first stage brecha gets cut from the original, so now all of them are chayiv and arla, all those chayiv because they're all tali, they're connected to the first branch. So mona mishah shenifseka, you start counting 3 years from the moment that it was detached from the original tree. So that is, in terms of Avracha, again, it's totally on the nourishment, where it comes from. Next, Sipuk Hagfanim. Sipuk is the same word for Harkava. It's just, that's the one that's used for vines. Vines. So what if I have a vine, and then I connected one vine to another vine? Right, you see the Marafolda. Derech Ovde Adama, the derech of farmers. Shalokin Zemora Arucha Migefenzu. You take a long vine from this vine. Umoshkin Asala Gefen Shetzla, and you take it, and you pull it to the vine next to it. Umarkivan Asmar Begefen, and you graft them. Zeo Nikra Sipuk. And that's Sipuk. And again, if the first vine was post 3 years, so then the new one is Archaiv and Arla. Right, a Patim and Arla. Sipuk agfanim, sipuk al sipuk, I graft on the graft, afalpishe rechan ba'aretz mutter. Again, as long as, if I take a vine, even if I would do havrach and I put it underneath the ground and it comes out, so mutter, it is all, I grafted, so I did both here. I grafted a vine and then I put it underneath and pulled it out somewhere else. So there's havracha and harkava. They're both going on in this case. So Tana Kama says, as long as it's still connected to that original vine, that's it. Then you don't have to observe the years of Arla. But Remeir's machalik. Remeir says, well, wait. Remeir says, how strong is that original connection where you grafted the vines together? Again, if you have a tree and you pulled a branch of the tree underneath the ground, the original tree, and then you pulled it, fine. But here, you grafted it to start. So it's not a real natural connection. And now you pull it underneath. So Remeir says, it depends how strong of a connection that was. How much juice is the original connected vine giving to this grafted? So Remeir Omer, Makom Shekocha Yafe, if the original vine is super strong, robust, thick, and is giving a lot of nutrients to the grafted branch, so then when you put it into the ground, you could still say, okay, it's all connected to the original, and there's a patur, right? Makom Shekocha Yafe Mutter, but Makom Shekocha Ra, but in a case where that you grafted it to the original vine, but it's not so strong. It's getting most of its nutrients. That's why you put it in the ground. Because you need it to get stronger, and that's where you want to get. It's getting most of its nutrients. Machav shekocha ra aser. So then it's going to be aser misham arla. Because that's don't play around, says Remeir. Again, if it was a thick, nice, robust connection originally, then fine. You could see it's coming from the original vine. But if not, then you have to assume it's coming from the ground. And the second that you put it in, you should start counting arla from there. Good. Brecha shenifsakav himalaya peros. What about this case? So you have a branch that, like we said before, you put it underneath the ground, as long as it's still connected to the original, there's no arla. What happens one day? Boom, it gets cut. So now you have to start observing arla. But wait a minute. What if there are full-grown fruit on the branch? Those fruit are mutter. Those fruit are not arla, because they grew at a time when there was no chiyuv of arla. So if you would cut them off the tree, right, the brecha, right now, good mutter, enjoy them, there's no arla. But you didn't cut them off the tree. You cut the brecha, so now you have to start counting years of arla on the new branch, and you left the fruit there. You know what? Once the growth becomes more than 1/200th, so then the whole thing is aser. Because as we know, arla and kilei akerem are those the only two that the shear for bittel is 1 to 200. If you have 1 kilei akerem arla to 199 chulin, it's aser. You need 1 to 200. So then says the that's the Mishnah. Brecha shenifsaka vihi malei aperis. If it has tons of fruit, if you took it off right then, fine, wonderful. But he didn't. Imhosev imasayim aser. If it grows 1/200th, so then it's aser, because now you have arla mixed into those fruit, and it is ne'esar because of that amount. Fine. Gemara miyachal lichyos. So the Mishnah said, if what happened, it got the first case, it got ripped out, uprooted from the ground, and it has dirt around it, and then it got replanted. So the Gemara just clarifies. We're talking about if it could live, if it could have lived without being replanted. Keni masnisa imhaya yachal lichyos pater imhaya yachal. If it would have been able to live had it not been replanted, so then it's pater, because then it's still considered, you know, there's no new nitiya now. V'imlav chayiv. And again, as we said for the Rashba, suffik about how long it has to live. Does it have to live 3 years? The Rashba takes just a couple of days. Just a couple of days. V'kamiye b'shoresh v'chul. And the Mishnah said also, as long as it's, if it doesn't have dirt, but if it, as long as it's connected to a little root, as long as it's connected to a little root, then it's still connected to the ground. How big of a root? So the Gemara says it has to be as big as a certain needle of a weaver. So Chizkiah wonders, are these the same rules for other areas of halacha? Meaning, as long as it's connected by a thread, by a little bit, that's still called mechubar. So where do you have this? Pachos mikan katolishu. Less than that, thinner than this needle of the weaver, it will be considered as if it's detached. As if it's detached. Do those same rules apply to these two contexts? Hishtachav alo asro. We know, the Mishnah tells us, the Gemara explains in Avodah Zarah, if somebody bows down to somebody else's property, so then it could become Nasar. Ain't Adam Moshe Vashen Shalo, but if he did a Maisa, it is Nasar. But something that's Mechubar cannot be Nasar. Right? It says that the Pasuk Al Heharim Haramim, on the mountains, the Avodah Zarah that's on the mountains become Nasar, but the mountains themselves don't become Nasar. Right? If they bow down, somebody bows down to a mountain, or a tree that's attached, it doesn't become Nasar. So Ishtachav Alo Asra. So what about here? Are these the same rules? Are these the same rules for our, you know, cases in terms of being called mechubar or not? If it's attached by a little string, so then it also is not going to become Nasar, right? Or not? Or is this a special din by Arla? So what is that by Avodah Zarah? Is it Avodah Zarah, you know, it's not only is it also to do Avodah Zarah, but Avodah Zarah is also Bahanoah. If you look at the Rambam, just the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam lists off 51 mitzvos relating to Avodah Zarah. That's a lot of mitzvos. Included in that are all of the dark side, Isurim, Nichush, and Chover Chaver, and Kisum, and Onein, and but again, many different Averis. Losachanim, but there, the Rambam has the whole list, and one of the items on the list is that you're not going to get Anah, right? I think it was number, which one was it? Shlo Lahadiach Acherim, Lisrof, Shlo Mesis, all the halachas of Mesis, the six halachas of Mesis, 12, Yud Beis. Shlo Lehanos Bikol Mamona, right? You can't, right? Oh, this is part of Avodah, I'm sorry, from by Yerani Dachas. That's an example of Avodah Zarah, but there's Isra Anah by everything. There's Isra Anah by Avodah Zarah itself, and by Noye Avodah Zarah, like the jewelry that goes on the Avodah Zarah, the Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, let's say you use a broom to sweep in front of the Avodah Zarah, and of course Tikroves Avodah Zarah, which is the most intense, something that was given as a carbon to Avodah Zarah. All of those. The first three, you're able to be Mavatel. We've noted before, the last one, Tikrovis, isn't able to be Mevuta. But that's the question. Ask Chizkiah, do the same rules of Mechubar and Talush apply to Avodah Zarah? And also, what about here? Kosar Lav Gitei Nashim. A get cannot be written on something that has to be detached. You can't write a get on a tree and then cut down the tree and give it to the woman. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to do that. Right? The Barafolda Ein Nechtavin Ala Mechubar. So what's called mechubar? Do you have the same rules here? Right, so that's based on a drasha, that you can't have, well, why can't you write get b'mechubar? Because it has to have ksiva v'nesina ke'echad straight. You can't have ksiva v'chaticha v'nesina. Right, so that seems to be based on a drasha, but also, again, a big topic that we discussed often, not recently, but that is, it could be that by get, right when you start writing the get, it's already the beginning of the process of divorce. Right, unlike marriage, which when you buy the ring, that you're not nothing to do with marriage yet. Right, until you do Arei Mekudash Asli, boom, the focus of the halachic process is the ring itself. But it could be there are rayas to this, that by gerushin, the tchilas maisa gerushin is already even the decision of the husband to divorce, it could be because the husband's decision is the only one, right? It's not acquiescence, just the husband. It could be Bal Karcha Midaraisa. Kiva was the language of the Gemara in Gittin. Kiva Shinasal Elov Lagarsha. Once he was thought about Gerushin, then already certain halachos kick in. It's an amazing one. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud Ches discusses in terms of Me'ema Simonin Leget. Right, we know you need 3 months of Havchana between marriages. So when do you start the 3 months of Havchana? Me'ema Simonin Leget. So Rav says from when you give the get. From when you give the get, you need 3 months to before you can get married again. Shmuel says, no. Mishas Ksiva, from the moment of the writing of the get. So is that just because, well, they're not going to be together anyway because there's an Isser to... if a husband is thinking about divorcing his wife, to be together? Or do we say, no, something more, that the Ksivas HaGet is somehow the beginning, Tchilas Maisa Gerushin, and, you know, and that's why you can start from there. And there are many other rites to this as well. Maybe we'll pick up with that next time. But either way, this is the question of Chizkiah. Does Chizkiah say, do the same rules of Talash and Mechubar apply outside of Arla? And the Gemara says, Amrin Chazer B'Chizkiah. Really, Chizkiah was Chozer Bo from his question. Chozer bo from his question, the Marav told of Esfir Leidaf Pachos B'Machad Chiberhu. And he thought, even less than a Machad for other areas, is still called a Chiber. But again, we'll have to get back to that. His Chazara, we'll pick up with next time. Okay, we'll stop here.